Speciale Venezia.
Lorenzo Fusi, in collaborazione con Radio Papesse, ha fatto alcune domande a José Damasceno, incontrato al padiglione brasiliano alla 52esima Biennale di Venezia. Carta millimetrata, grandi compassi connessi tra loro, fragilità e precisione. L'eredità della cultura scultorea brasiliana alla ricerca di una nuova geografia.
We can start talking about the installation you're presenting here and the works you have been preparing for the pavilion. Yes. Can you tell us the ideas behind and how the works linked or how they do work together, or if you see them more as a singular presentation of individual pieces?
Yes, I was invited to not far too long, 4 months. The first thing that came to my mind as the last show I did with some works regarding is fears. And I did a model in 1997. For some reason, it decided to get it bigger and work on it. And it's a piece, it's an homage to Méliès' trips to the moon, mm-hmm. Voyage dans la Lune. Really appreciate the fact that his work as a magician and the very beginning of science fiction and stuff. Mm-hmm. And later, I decided to do the work I was saying before, that was photographs and actual materials as I lay down a tape upon the floor. I did a photograph, and inside the frame I used the same tape, roll it all together as a sphere. And this relationship with the image and the actual piece inside the frame that is not the actual piece anymore, with the invitation, I used that model as the very beginning to develop the whole show. Then it came the piece that I call here Ecran Crayon, mm-hmm. that is filled with 85,000 crayons to work with a bas relief and all pieces arranged, mm-hmm. With a template that was put on the back.
Right.
And yes, okay, this is yes. And then the other pieces that came little by little and the relationship in between them, there are also this inconstant sphere that goes from one another, and you are in a place where a field created that brings us some state of mind, that a restless way of seeing, and the relationship you ask, the pieces tell you something, and you ask again, and then things start to go on.
I'm particularly intrigued by the piece with the compasses. Which I found quite amazing. You know, got something about structuralism, something about science and precision and accuracy, of course. But at the very same time, it looks very fragile, very ephemeral, just because it's basically holding up on very uncertain roots, so to speak. So how did that one piece originated?
Yes, the very first piece called Cartograma was done in 1999. I think it's related to this certain geography, but it's imaginary one. And I was thinking one of these days recently that if you were looking at it, in somehow it's on your mind as the same shape and that as a smaller version. This fragility perhaps is there's a sense of restless or movement, and all they are compasses supposed to have circles. You don't know what for, what's the purpose of it. Sure. And I think these artists are also related with this unknown purposes. You know that it's there, but you don't know, you don't actually perceive at a glance, but you must wonder. You are forced to imagine, and that's where I believe art works.
Sure. In that field of uncertainty,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, you wonder what's for this goddamn whole thing. And you know that it's something, but you try to understand. And because I believe so much that knowledge is also built with unknown, with the unknown. Because nowadays, sometimes I believe that people justify pieces in a very short way. Mm-hmm. And I think that the piece of art is something that brings this dense synthesis of things that are there, objective, but are surrounded by this atmosphere of not knowing what it's for. because we don't know what we are doing in this world anyway, and what things we are seeing, what retrace this thing that I think is very human and very we need so much.
Right. There's also this other piece which was on the right hand side wall with a millimeter paper.
Yeah.
Which I particularly like. I really like the idea that something which is so schematic, so much based up on a grid, which is again kind of meant to provide a guideline and certainties, is kind of fragmentation on the lower part and it really becomes a sort of a natural landscape or something which is very organic, which is somehow visually contrasting the frigidity of a millimeter paper. So do you think that kind of to fit between these two extremes of these two poles is one of the possible mission of certainties and this kind of dematerialized or more organic kind of element. Do you think is one of the missions of the art would be just to be in between these two fields, just to play with the two concepts of geometry or scientific-based information and the uncertainty, uncertainty we were talking about beforehand?
Yes, I think that we are not on one pole. We must wonder that, as I said before, that the unknown, not knowing, belongs to also how we build knowledge. In particular, that piece, it was done very 18th century with the frame, inside the frame, the painter. Mm-hmm. And it creates, the title of it is Projeto Objeto. There's another thing that I didn't say yet. I think that's great to wonder with, is how fictional factual stuff are related in between both, because the piece inside of it is a plan of what contains what it is inside. Or we don't know exactly which is fictional, is representational, or is actual, is true. Or this gap and this distance is something very important for us to understand things. And sometimes nowadays in our world, that is to produce distance enough, because to understand stuff is hard sometimes. In between this fictional and factual, I think it's also good, because I believe also that the catagram is related about the compasses, because I believe that we are within a new sort of geography nowadays. Because we are immersed in a totally different geography that is a cognitive reality, and we need so much another and news to wonder new coordinates, to with these new coordinates wonder new parameters. Mm-hmm. To deal with the,
Radio Papesse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carol Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.
We are immersed. I mean, fashion and cinema and cybernetic internet, everything this is belongs to this area of the cognitive geography and cognitive perspective to deal with everything.
Sure. Can I ask you one more question about your what's your relationship to the Brazilian heritage in terms of, you know, sculptural movement? And
I think that we are not come from out of blue. I'm very related to pieces that came before me, of course, and I believe that Brazil actually brings to us a circumstance very unique and valuable to think about the matrix that is European or North American, but it's in a different, where is the matrix? We don't know exactly. And the circumstance regarding somehow cliche, but it's not. The way that Brazil is built with so contradictions and so intense and so many different cultures and ethnies and geographics. And I think that it brings a possibility. It's not done, it's not ready, but you must work. But we are close to deal with all these unforeseen and new things together, I believe.
How does it feel like for, as an artist, as a man, to represent a country such as Brazil in this context?
Yes, I was here. It was great for me as well. I was invited to 2005 work at the Italian Pavilion. And now is different, as you said. I never experienced this before, and hopefully I could honor this invitation by doing the best I can as ever I try to do.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yes,
it was a pleasure talking
to
you.
Yeah.
Radio Papesse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.